I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Alabama plans to use a $1.2 million federal grant to expand a program aimed at getting the state's unemployed back to work. The state labor agency announced that grant at a statement yesterday. Agency officials say money from the U.S. Department of Labor will expand a program that provides one-on-one counseling services to people currently receiving unemployment benefits. The program provides intensive counseling to help people rejoin the workforce. Nearly 7,000 people have participated over the past year. That number is expected to jump to 10,000 with the new federal assistance. State workers will be identifying the people most likely to run out of unemployment compensation, as well as those who are currently receiving benefits as military veterans. The counseling services will be provided at unemployment offices across the state. Thousands of people will be on the road throughout Alabama this weekend for 4th of July celebrations. An estimated 42 million people nationwide will be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday weekend. AAA Alabama spokesman Clay Ingram says residents should expect an increase in traffic and should plan their trips accordingly.
If at all possible, get your car checked out before you hit the road by a certified technician, because they can spot some potential problems before they become major problems, and things like belts and hoses and tires and fluid levels can be fairly easily repaired and prevent you from spending your holiday on the side of the road somewhere.
Ingram says water destinations, as well as the national parks, will be popular destinations this weekend, so plan accordingly and give yourself plenty of time to arrive. Safe driving will be essential during this holiday weekend. A former star, the Alabama Crimson Tide, was in Tuscaloosa yesterday on behalf of Nike. Oakland Raiders player Amari Cooper helped cut the ribbon on the new Nike factory store in Tuscaloosa's Midtown Village yesterday morning. Hundreds of people lined up outside to get a glimpse of Nike's first college town factory store to grab a deal on shoes and other apparel. Zoe Krislock is the vice president of Nike factory stores in North America. She says it was a no-brainer to open a store in Tuscaloosa.
Nike as a brand and University of Alabama have been in partnership for sport for over 40 years. And the passion around sport, both for young athletes, high school kids, and college kids, really makes Tuscaloosa an optimal community for us to try this new adventure.
Amari Cooper mingled with fans and signed autographs after the ribbon cutting. And a bald eagle from the Auburn Raptor Center in Alabama will be set to make its debut at Zoo Atlanta soon. Zoo officials say the new eagle is being kept out of public view for now during a quarantine period, but it is expected to be on display for the public by mid-July. Now your forecast.
Our forecast on this Friday includes a partly sunny sky. The risk of a few scattered storms will exist today. The chance for that about 40%. We'll top out near 90 in some areas. For the weekend, the holiday weekend, a good chance for scattered storms at about any time. We'll top out in the middle to upper 80s. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.